Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, let's speak to Dr. Daniel Israel. We're going to find out about the latest on COVID. Dr. Daniel Israel, he's a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. Hello and good afternoon, and thank you for the time. Dr. Israel.
Hi, Kathy. Yeah. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah. Always good to speak to you. More and more international moves are declaring that lockdowns are no longer a tool to control COVID. So what do you think would be?
I think first, the interesting part here is that we saw a big organization, the Africa CDC, which is really like the big organization in Africa that monitors infection. The director of it, who's John Nkansang-Song, interesting name, saying that they really believe that we should now no longer look at harsh lockdowns. And the truth is that when you see this coming out of such a big organization, it's not just opinion or some, you know, it's really like a bold statement that was made today. So I think that's the first thing. So, you know, that's not evidence, but it certainly is a sign that in that direction. Another sign in the direction is, as you may know, that in England, they have now stopped the need for PCR testing before arriving in England. One needs to arrive and then wait 2 days and then do a lateral flow test, which is what we call a rapid test. Both of which are showing that they all, you know, we are trying to live with this virus more than lock ourselves down to get away from it.
So it's okay. Fair enough. Those rapid tests, I've heard that they're not as accurate as PCR tests. Is that true?
They absolutely aren't. They have a lower sensitivity. Remember, they measure an antigen, so they measure a protein of COVID. An antigen is a protein. They are not a PCR, which is a molecular medicine test that has a very high sensitivity. That's a high-tech molecule test. But they are much cheaper, as we know. They work, they give results quicker, and they are fairly sensitive in symptomatic patients. So we saw, for example, in the US, moves that were done last year and are continuing to be done to test people on campus, for example, at universities every day as screening, because it's achievable in a rapid test. And if you repetitively do the tests, your chances of getting a false negative becomes low and low. But on its own, when patients ask me whether they should do rapid tests to check whether they have COVID, my answer is still to rather do a PCR if possible.
Okay. Can we talk about the excess deaths in South Africa? Where does that figure come from? And why are they classified as excess deaths and not COVID deaths?
Yeah, so this has always been the interesting thing, is that if you look at the COVID deaths in South Africa, you don't know whether all deaths are reported correctly as being COVID. Certainly, you know, the COVID, a death has to be reported as on the death certificate as being COVID-19 death for it to go into the statistics of a COVID death. And so over the time of this time, when excess death has been classified as a death rate higher than the natural average for that time of the year, and if there's nothing else going on in the country that would account for, can you hear me?
Yeah, we just lost out. We lost out a little bit there. Can you just repeat that, please?
So, sure. So if there is another reason in the country that would account for excess deaths, at the time, to say two pandemics, or then one wouldn't be sure what it's from. But at the moment, we use the excess deaths as a much better barometer as to what's going on with COVID deaths. And the interesting thing is that this week we actually saw the excess deaths dropped. So they dropped by, I think it was, about 50 deaths, which means that that is also proof that we think that the number of deaths now will be coming down. And the really great part here is that the percentage of excess deaths versus in the previous waves has been much, much less. So we've even seen in this wave, from this number, that the morbidity or mortality, I should say, is less.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, Daniel, that is where we leave it. We've got to take some news headlines, and thank you very, very much. And thank you for doing the bulletins while I was standing in. I hand you over to Chad next week.
Great, Kathy.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.